The Holy Gospel according to John, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Welcome to Holy Trinity Sunday. It is a unique day in the church year. It's a holiday that has largely been invented. You will not find in Scripture a place that says Trinity. You will only find the kinds of things that point to it in some way. As a matter of fact, for the last few weeks, it seems as if we've been leading up to this in various in places, particularly in the Gospel of John, whether or not it is in the 14th chapter or 15th or 17th, back to the 16th. This idea that Jesus is truly one with the Father is something that is unique and something to note. It's not surprising that there's a great deal of work that has been done around this, particularly as we confess the faith today. The Nicene Creed was largely an answer to the question, who is Jesus? When we say he's the Son of God, is he actually God, or perhaps a little bit less, or how does this all work? There was a great debate that took place, and the results are still an attempt to answer, how does this work? So words are used like eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. All attempts to describe in language an unknowable God. Because when push comes to shove, God is just way beyond us, in a league all by God's self. As a matter of fact, even at the beginning of the creation itself, God alone existed, way before anything else. It's interesting that even here in the book of Proverbs, this particular personification of wisdom as a woman who understands the workings of the universe and was there at the creation itself is also oftentimes used as a picture of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus Christ, of course, is the human form of God. Many places we find that writers of the Old, in the New Testament, specifically witness to this, that in Jesus all the fullness of God dwells. Or that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And that Word, either seen in the Old Testament as the wisdom, or in the New as Jesus as the Word, are all attempts to speak about an unknowable God. Now, it's a good thing we're Lutherans here because Luther gives us lots of practice at these kinds of things. It's important, of course, that we attempt to believe six impossible things before and breakfast and every day. So Luther speaks about things like being saint and sinner at the same time, or to speak about the finite and the infinite at the same time, or law and gospel that must work together. All of these things are attempts, as poor as they are, to come to some sort of a description. We can either fall off on one side of the horse or the other one. The real trick is to try and ride the horse itself. Either we are going to say that God is three, and that's going to provide one answer, or we're going to say that God is one, and that will provide another one. But every time we do that, we always have to say, but there's more. That's just the nature of God, to always have more. Always to provide things that we think we've got a handle on, but always to understand there's more. And this particular day is a day of celebrating that more. As it is, there's a great deal of hope in all of this, that for all of the uniqueness and the greatness and the wonder of God that stretches back before the creation of the universe, before that first bang that took place, before that first millisecond in the thing that we call time, before all of that, there was God. And yet, we who are so limited and are only here for a span of a few years, this one God comes to us. And a part of the interesting thing is that I'm always intrigued by, or to ask the questions, so how did the committee come to this? Because lectionaries are essentially the work of a committee. People got together and they said, we're going to have a Holy Trinity Sunday. Where do we go in the scriptures to find a suitable text? Generally, what we find is that at least two of the persons of God are found there in the same text, we're good to go. In in Romans 5, what we find are all three are there. So, therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's two. And at the end of it, that God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. So there we have it, all three persons of God, right there in the same five and verses. What could be better than that? Well, this is what can be better: to understand that this God, who is so great and has loved us so much, is also interested in us being more as well. Now, our more will never measure God's. But at the same time, God is in the process of bringing us to a new place, in new insights, in new learnings, in new opportunities, particularly through life itself. We see that this God, in the Creator, in Jesus Christ, in the wisdom that we receive from God, and in the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, brings us to a new place. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. Not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Amen.